When I was in college, there was one time that I ended up stranded just miles and miles outside of town in the middle of nowhere. It was basically a bike ride that went horribly wrong. But it took me hours and hours to get back to town. And, you know, I didn't have any food with me. So as the hours were going by, you know, eventually I got to the point where my body was starting to shut down because I didn't have enough calories. So I was in a probably medically not in the best place. And I finally made it to the bus stop that was furthest out from town. And I couldn't physically go any further than that. And I realized that I didn't have enough money to even hop on the bus to get back to town. But there was someone there who noticed what was happening, and without even asking, they gave me the change I needed to get on the bus and get back into town. And I still remember that person to this day. I don't know who it was, but I pray for him because that's all I can really do to repay him. But at the time, I was so incredibly grateful for such a small gift, just a little bit of change. It was less than a dollar. But in part, I was so grateful because I was in such a bad situation. And even though it was just a little bit of change, it was so important to me. I'm sure a lot of us can think of a situation where we've been in just a very bad situation and someone's helped us at that time, whether it was just someone that we needed to talk to, or if our car broke down and someone stopped to help, or some situation like that where some small action means so much. But I was thinking, if we're so incredibly grateful for something as small as that, how much more grateful should we be to Christ for what he's done for us? Because he's done far more than that. He's rescued us from far worse situation than being stranded outside of a city. When we look at today's parable of the Good Samaritan, St. Augustine and St. Irenaeus, when they looked at this parable, they certainly saw it as a moral teaching of the importance of showing mercy to others. But they also saw it as an allegory. When it says that the man descended from Jerusalem, he was leaving God's city and he was descending. They viewed that as an allegory for man's descent into sin. And they viewed the Good Samaritan as an allegory for Christ. And so if we break that down a little bit, you know, the descent into sin. If we want a true picture of humanity's condition, we have to understand original sin. A lot of people today think that human race were generally good and we don't really need a savior, we don't need religion, we're fine on our own, we can be good people on our own. That's in the mindset of a lot of people. But if we look at Adam and Eve at their creation, when the human race was first created, they were filled with grace and virtue. They could live with each other in perfect harmony with no effort. They could very easily live out all the virtues. And so they were at harmony with themselves, with each other, and in their relationship with God. They experienced a closeness with God that's unlike anything that we've experienced. And so they were given these gifts, and they could live in perfect moral harmony easily. But when they rebelled against God and they committed sin, they lost those gifts. And because of that, the entire human race, when we're born in a state of original sin. And that means that we're in a state of spiritual death. We do not have God's life within us. And we're internally wounded to the point where our desires are disordered. And if we want to live a moral life, it's very difficult for us to do that. It's difficult for us because very often we do things that we know are wrong, or we don't have the energy to do what we know is right. And we have to force ourselves to do that, and a lot of times we don't. And so there's this inner disorder within us. It's called concupiscence. And part of that is our intellects have trouble recognizing what's true and what's good. Our intellects have become distorted. And so as a result of original sin, we are broken. And this is not some abstract theological concept. This is the real condition that the human race is in. We are in bondage to the kingdom of darkness. And all of the sin and all of the disorder and the injustices that we see around us, in our families and in the world, all of that is a result of sin. And so this isn't an abstract concept. This is the reality of the condition of the human race, and we are in a desperate situation. And so as we look at Jesus as the Good Samaritan, Jesus could have easily just punished us because of our sin. He could have just destroyed us. He could have just wiped us out. But he didn't. Like the Good Samaritan in the parable, his heart was moved with compassion for us. He sees how broken we are. And that's what led him to come to our rescue and to show us mercy. It says that the Good Samaritan poured wine and oil on the wounds of the wounded man. That's symbolic of the sacraments. Oil is the oil of the anointing of the sick. Wine is symbolic of the blood of Christ that's given to us in the Eucharist. And we can see the sacrament of confession in that. And so the sacraments Christ gives to us in order to bring about inner healing and to restore in us what was lost in the fall, to help restore us to our inner integrity and to reconnect us in that relationship with God that was lost in the fall. And so without Christ, we would be in sin and in a state of disorder that was so bad that it would be beyond hope. But Christ comes to us. And St. Augustine tells us that the inn, you know, the Good Samaritan brings the wounded person to the inn. He tells us that the inn is an allegory for the church, the place where Christ brings us to find healing. You know, there's too many people in our world that have bought into the lie that we can live without Christ and without the church and that our lives will be okay. They won't. We are so broken and so wounded, and there's so much disorder in ourselves and around us that we are not okay. We desperately need Christ, and we need the church for healing. And the church is that place of healing. It may not be instantaneous. You know, sometimes it is. Sometimes our Lord pours out graces that heal us instantly. But in many cases, that healing takes time. We need to commit to the sacraments and have faith in that grace. And we need to persevere in a life of prayer. And as we do that, over time, the inner wounds that we have are healed. But it requires that perseverance. And so I encourage each one of us, as we hear this parable of the Good Samaritan, to recognize that we are the person who's laying half dead next to the road. We are that person because of sin. And Christ is the Good Samaritan who comes and heals us. And the church is the place that he brings us for that healing. And Christ as the Good Samaritan has done incredible things for us. And we should be eternally grateful for what he's done and for what he desires to do today. And once we understand the mercy that Christ shows us, then we'll understand the mercy that Christ is calling us to show others. Because Christ's mercy isn't just an arbitrary rule that he puts on us, but it's a teaching that calls us to be like him. Because Christ desires us as his children to be merciful as he is merciful.